This old memory of mine sort of comes and goes. But there's some things I still remember fine. I guess the memories that mean the most is stored in the heart and not in the mind. Christmas carols this time of year help me recall many old-time scenes. Them happy days with loved ones near, all of us together on Christmas Eve. When the gifts was all homemade, 'cause money was too scarce to go to town. But what we didn't have, and that's more than enough love to go around.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain.
And old friends have drifted on, and I'm just waiting to leave. But tonight, I'll sit here remembering alone, and we'll all be together this Christmas Eve.
Oh, come
all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Behold him, born the King of Angels.
Oh, come, let us adore him.
Christ, the Lord.
Folks, Ernest P. Worrell, aerial taxi at your service.
Ernest, you flew the sleigh?
We told him not to do it.
It's terrific.
But we thought it was a great idea.
And yes, friends, we did manage to squeeze one last final blast from Vinyl Past onto the program here this morning, and that, of course, is by our late great hero, Walter Brennan, who will forever be remembered as Grandpa Amos McCoy in the long-running series, The Real McCoys. Now, once again, it's that time to end the first hour here at the Wayback Country Morning Show and Christmas Jamboree. For 2024, as we send us in second hour, 9 o'clock here this morning, I'd like to share a collection of sacred songs of Christmas. With that, let's hear, first of all, another all-time classic by the Man in Black, Johnny Cash, in his version of Little Drummer Boy, which to me is a very beautiful version. Then we'll follow with another classic by our good friend from Ireland, Daniel O'Donnell, and a classic called Remember Me. Then we'll send us into the very top of the 9 o'clock hour with none other than Slim Whitman from Florida there, and his all-time classic titled Where's the Christ in Christmas. With that, I hope to talk to y'all on the other side at 9 o'clock, and just say good morning to everybody listening in. Welcome in, friends, and Merry Christmas.
Come, they told me, our newborn king to see, our finest gifts we bring. Before the king, this is to honor him. When we come, Jesus. I am a poor boy too. I have no gift to bring that's fit to give a king. But may I play for you on my drum? The Mother Mary nodded. The ox and lamb kept time. I played my drum for him. I played my best for him. Then he smiled at me. Me and my drum.
I was born in Bethlehem many years ago, and my father sent me down to change the world we know. I performed some miracles, I brought love and peace, and I'm the reason for Christmas Day. So please remember me. Remember me when you raise your glass. Remember me. I died for you on a cross. You unwrap your Christmas gifts and your heart is filled. Take a moment to set aside and just remember me. Just remember me. I'm beside you every day in everything you do. And even though you can't see me, I'm there to help you through. I watch you laugh and I watch you cry. I try to make you see. And I don't want anything in return, but just remember me. Remember me when you raise your glass. Remember me. I died for you on a cross. You unwrap your Christmas gifts and your heart is filled with glee. Take a moment to set aside and just remember me. Just remember me. Just remember me.
Full of shoppers
bright window displays. Children are carefully counting the days. Gifts for the giving, no matter the cost. Nobody notices something's been lost. Silent night is now just a sweet song. Angels are singing, no one sings alone. Once simple shepherds heard news of a king. We are such wise men, yet no gift we bring. Where is the Christ in Christmas? Let us make room in the inn. Where is the Christ in Christmas? Christmas belongs to him. Turn back the years to the old holidays, families and firesides and hearts all ablaze. Mary and Joseph and one holy child, giving with love in the old-fashioned style. Where is the Christ in Christmas? Let us make room in the inn. Where is the Christ in Christmas? Christmas belongs to him. Let there be Christ in Christmas. Christmas belongs to him.
Happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say that the Grinch's small heart grew three sizes that day.
Merry Christmas!
Sentimental hogwash. I want to listen to Johnny Woodlock. Well, you're in luck, Mr. Potter, because Johnny Woodlock is presenting his Way Back Country Christmas show every Sunday. Where can I hear that? On CFRC 101.9 every Sunday. It's a Wonderful Life.
Now, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're back here on the Way Back Country Jamboree on the second hour. I'd also like to remind y'all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, located in Cornwall, Ontario, Canada. Also being broadcast proudly over CFRC 101.9 FM, where we've been brought to you since May of 2016. From the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. We can also be heard via www.cfrc.ca, where you can visit our annual funding drive to find out more about donating to our station. While there, you can also find out more great info about our station as well. As I welcome you all back into the second hour here this morning, I would like to remember a man who sadly passed away 25 years ago today on December 22nd, 1999. That's 25 years ago. And of course, that man is the legendary singing ranger of country music, Hank Snow, who to me was one of the greatest legends of country music's early days. So let's remember the singing ranger Stranger Hank Snow this morning with a couple of classics on a double feature here this morning. First, it'll be a classic called Letter to Santa Claus. Then we'll follow with God Is My Santa Claus. With that, here's our Wayback Country salute to Hank Snow and what sadly marks his 25th anniversary of his sad passing.
Dear Santa Claus, it's been so long, so long since I have written you. Since as a kid in Happy House I dwell, I've moved from there and now I live on Disillusion Avenue. And I've been here longer than I care to tell. The twinkling bells of hope and joy, the laughter that rang in my voice, have silenced more and more as time goes by. Those treasured gifts from other years are tarnished, lost, or stained with tears. So Santa, would you bring a new supply? I'll be hanging up my empty heart this Christmas. Please fill it full with love and hope and cheer. My faith is gone, my courage low, my patience ran out long ago. Dear Santa Claus, I need so much this year. Bring a basket of forgetfulness to cover up the bitterness and the grudges that I've gathered through the years. And leave a large bag of forgiveness to give out to those who robbed me of my laughter that sometimes filled my eyes with tears. And Santa, please, a box piled high with love and understanding that I can share with all my neighbors and my friends. And leave one new temper, 'cause I lost mine, lost it one too many times. And make the new one longer, if you can. I'll be hanging up my empty heart this Christmas. Please fill it full with love and hope and cheer. Tuck in some smiles to give away and some to wear for every day. Dear Santa Claus, I need so much this year. Please, Santa, fill my empty heart this year.
Classroom at the great school just before the holidays. The boys and girls were writing notes to Santa far away. Except the lad who sat alone, his paper put away. His teacher asked him why so softly he did say, "For God is my Santa Claus each and every day. I don't write him letters, ma'am, I just kneel and pray. Don't you know his greatest gift, salvation is I found. God to be my Santa Claus each day the whole year round."
teacher stood in silence after what the child had said. He really knew real Christmas Day and not from books he'd read. He truly met real Santa Claus, he said in just one word. God gave us Christ for Christmas Day, my Santa Claus is God. Gift. Salvation is I found God to be my Santa Claus each day the whole year round.
Your Honor, every one of these letters is addressed to Santa Claus. The post office has delivered them. Therefore, the Post Office Department, a branch of the federal government, recognizes this man, Kris Kringle, to be the one and only Santa Claus.
Since the United States government declares this man to be Santa Claus, this court will not dispute it. Case dismissed.
Well, yes, friends, once again it's that time to welcome a very special fur baby and mascot onto the program this morning, Simbush Wonder Husky. As we welcome her this morning, she is once again hoping that Santa Paws brings her some great toys and stuff on Wednesday coming up. Now, of course, she has her classic collection of Christmas favorites by our tribute artist today, Mr. Bobby Helms. So as we start this collection this morning, let's remember Bobby's all-time favorites, including first, White Christmas. Then we'll follow with another all-time classic titled I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. And wrap up this set of Simbush's top favorites with Winter Wonderland. With that, I would like to say good morning to our little Simbush. And also, Merry Christmas to her today. Welcome and friends.
With every Christmas saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. What a life it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mama kissing Santa Claus. The mistletoe last night. She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mama kissing Santa Claus last night.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Don't you dare make fun of Santa Claus like that. He's the nicest person in the whole world.
Well, of course he is, Sonny. I love him a lot.
You do?
Well, of course I do, silly. Why, he's the best advertisement Snowbiz ever had.
In the air there's a feeling of Christmas.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jamie Seeley with the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. But I want to wish Johnny Woodlock and all of you wonderful listeners a very Merry Christmas here on the Way Back Country Christmas.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we are back here on the Way Back Country Christmas Show on CFRC 101.9 FM. Now, as we follow those great Bobby Helms Classics once again. We're back here where I would like to salute the great Canadian Northern Gems, which are being sung by even greater Canadian Northern legends. So let's remember a collection of great Christmas favorites by the pioneers of Canadian country music. First will be the king of Canadian country music, in my humble opinion, Stompin' Tom Connors, and a song going out to my best friends in Guelph, Ontario, John and Kathy. For them today, it's going to be Christmas greetings to them with Merry Christmas, everybody. Then we'll follow with the legendary Smiley Bates from up there in Bent River, Ontario. And Smiley Bates has a classic going out to my dear friend Big Al Trainer up there in Oshawa, and Daddy's Drinking Up Our Christmas. Now, Big Al Trainer also worked with Smiley Bates for many years, and so it's going to be for him with Merry Christmas greetings. Then we'll wrap up with another favorite of mine that my late partner and myself called our Christmas song, and it's going to be by Norman Post, a classic titled Christmas Roses, going out to my beloved Miss Velma LaPointe. With that, here's our Canadian legends of country music. Good morning, friends, and Merry Christmas to everybody back home here in Canada.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year, too. May your holidays be merry and every wish come true. May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Well, there's old Grandpappy, and he sure looks happy with Granny just a slap on her knees. There's old Aunt Mary with funny Uncle Harry, and they're trying to give the baby a squeeze. There's long-lost cousins, kitties by the dozens, and they're gonna stay the whole day long. Get together now, friends and neighbors, sing a happy holiday song. Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year, too. May your holidays be merry and every wish come true. May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. The turkey's on the table now, and when you're feeling able, you can take another helping if you will. But soon as you eat it, I'm afraid you gotta beat it, 'cause you gotta give the chair to Brother Bill. And hey, Uncle Marty, it's an all-night party, and don't you pour the drinks too strong. Get together now, friends and neighbors, sing a happy holiday song. Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year, too. May your holidays be merry and every wish come true. May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through.
Snow came drifting down that falls on Skid Row too. And on the curb there sat a child, his little cheeks turned blue. He watched the neon cross the way, looked up and said to me, Daddy's drinking up our Christmas in that bar across the street. In that bar across the street, there's a woman that he knows. And every time it's payday night, that's right where Daddy goes. I left my mommy crying, she'll cry herself to sleep. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas in that bar across the street. I stood there on the corner, a sick man down inside.
You see, I've just been headed to that bar the child is right. But here's one foolish father that honky-tonks won't be. It could have been my son who spoke those words up on the street. In that bar across the street, there's a woman daddy knows. And every time it's payday night, that's right where daddy goes. I left my mommy crying, she'll cry herself to sleep. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas in that bar across the street.
Christmas roses to you I'm sending. May they bring Christmas joy though we're apart. Christmas roses will say I love you as their tender message echoes from my heart. Though I can't be with you on this Christmas day, remember that I'll always love you though I'm far away. Christmas roses to you I'm sending. May they bring Christmas joy though we're apart. Though I can't be with you Christmas Day, remember that I'll always love you though I'm far away. Christmas roses to you I'm sending. May they bring Christmas joy though we're apart. May they bring Christmas joy though we're apart.
This festive season of the year, Mr. Scrooge, it is more than usually desirable that we should make some slight provision for the poor and destitute.
Are there no prisons?
Plenty of prisons.
And the union workhouses, are they still in operation?
They are. I wish I could say they were not.
Oh, from what you said at first, I was afraid that something had happened to stop them in their useful course. I help to support the establishments I have mentioned. Those who are badly off must go there.
Many can't go there.
And some would rather die.
If they would rather die, they'd better do it and decrease the surplus population.
I'm Carol Baker. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back Country Christmas. And I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas.
One holy night in Bethlehem, they heard the angels sing to a carpenter, a mother.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we're back here on the Way Back Country Morning Show and Christmas Jamboree for 2024. And with that, I would like to welcome a very special member of our program to our morning show and this Christmas celebration. That, of course, is our littlest member of our program and member of our morning team, none other than Gunny the Dachshund. Well, Gunny has her top weekly favorites now, and of course, this being a tribute to Bobby Helms, Mr. Jingle Bell Rock, we have Gunny's selection of great Jingle Bell type songs by Bobby Helms. First of all, it's going to be The Bell That Won't Jingle. Then we'll follow with another all-time favorite titled Another Christmas Without You. We'll wrap up with a classic called I Want to Go to Santa Claus Land. With that, I would like to wish little Gunny a very Merry Christmas and hope that Santa Paws is good to you, honey. Merry Christmas, friends. Now here's Bobby Helms.
A Christmas bell was crying, then Santa heard it say, I just can't seem to jingle, and I can't go on the sleigh. Then Santa soon discovered the reason that it cried. Bell that couldn't jingle, it had nothing there inside. Then Santa said, Jack Frost will bring my Christmas gift to you, and on Christmas Eve you'll jingle just like you were brand new. Then Jack Frost froze a teardrop, so each time that it swayed, the bell that could it went jingling all the way.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
The bell that couldn't jingle, it went jingling all the way.
Oh, Santa said Jack Frost will bring my Christmas gift to you, and a Christmas Eve you'll jingle just like you were brand new.
Teardrop, so each time that it swayed, the bell that couldn't jingle, it went jingling all the way.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
The bell that couldn't jingle, it went jingling all the way.
Joys. All we'll get this Christmas is an aching heart. knowing we'll be alone and blue. How will we face this Christmas without you? How will we face this Christmas without you? I wrote a letter, but it wasn't treated right. This year I want one thing better. Make sure that he reads my letter. I wanna go up to Santa Claus Land tonight. Last year I wrote a letter, asked him for a sled. All I got was a gun and a holster and school clothes instead. This year I want one thing better. Make sure that he reads my letter. I want to go to Santa Claus Land tonight. I want to go to Santa Claus Land tonight. I wrote a letter, but it wasn't treated right. This year I want one thing better. Make sure that he reads my letter. I want to go to Santa Claus.
Network presents the Lawrence Welk Christmas Show.
Toys means a sack full of joys for millions of girls and for millions of boys.
When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year.
Hello, this is Corinne Tomley, the voice of Rudolph's mom in 1964. You're listening to my best friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back Country Christmas. And I want to wish all my Canadian friends a very Merry Christmas.
Day is here, the most wonderful, 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 wonderful day of the year.
Well, yes, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed Gunny's top favorites this week, and with that mentioned, we are back here on the Way Back Country Christmas for 2024, as well as our special guest of honor next in the second part of a three-part interview and visit with none other than Bobby Helms' son, Rob Helms. As we welcome Bobby's son to the program in the second half of our three-part visit with Rob Helms, I'd like to follow it with another all-time classic titled Captain Santa Claus and His Reindeer Space Patrol. Now, this is from 1950s, and it's very, very interesting instrumentations on it, but I do hope y'all enjoy it. Now, here is our dear friend, Rob Helms, once again.
Tell us a little bit about your tribute band that you have out.
This will be our, we're going on our fourth season together.
Yes.
And It's a 10-piece band. We're based here in Martinsville, Indiana, where I was raised.
Okay.
My nephew, which is my dad's grandson, it's almost scary amazing. I don't even know what the words are, how much he sounds like my dad.
Yes, and I've seen him on YouTube. Very much so, yes.
And when he does the songs, it's crazy good. And I've got a really, really good band behind him. And obviously, I was fortunate enough to play for Dad, so I know the songs.
Yes.
And then what we do is we come out, and I got four girls in the band, and we'll come out, and we'll do a bunch of Christmas tunes. And then we'll bring on my nephew, Michael, and he'll do Dad's part. And what we do is, on Dad's part, when we come out, I was fortunate enough to cut an album on my dad in 1994.
Oh, wow.
A Christmas album. More rockabilly-ish, Johnny, you asked me about that early.
Yes.
More rockabilly-ish, and we cut a bunch of Christmas songs that way. You know, Christmas classics. So when I put this show together, obviously we do Jingle Bell Rock, just like the record.
Yes.
And then Dad had some Christmas songs that he did, on his albums. But in 1994, we did some, and we cut them in a rockabilly kind of state. And those are the ones that we play them that way. And it's just so cool. And it's just, some of my best friends are in this band. And it's just really fun. And they do a great job. And they take great pride in it because they know what they're representing.
Exactly.
So,
and the legacy that's behind it all. Yes.
Yeah. So we get to have a lot of fun. And we get good crowds. And it's really fun. And now, Johnny, I'm not even sure if you know this yet. Here in Martinsville, where we live, on December 7th and 8th, we have what we call the Bobby Helms Jingle Bell Rock Christmas Music Spectacular.
Oh, wow. It's
and
like
it's
a festival?
2 days. Yeah, it's kind of, we have, we've had sponsors help us, but on that Sunday, December 8th, we'll have over 200 performers on the stage here. We have the venue we have here in Martinsville. We'll have 200, musicians and singers. Then we've got an outdoor skating rink. We've got Santa Claus comes and visits from the North Pole.
Nice. Yeah.
We have Whoville characters, Buddy the Elf, carriage rides, trackless train, a gingerbread house.
Wow.
But it's, like I said, it's called the Bobby Helms Jingle Bell Rock Christmas Music Spectacular. It's just a lot of fun for 2 days.
I'll have to come and see you sometime then. Yes. For sure.
Oh, yeah, it's a blast. And then we close it off. We end the night with Jingle Bell Rock, and then we flip the switch for the big tree we got.
Oh, nice.
Great,
yes.
32-foot tree. Oh, yeah, it's great.
Sounds great like fun. Yes. Yes.
Oh, I forgot. We have a cookie eating contest. John, you got to come down and get in that.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I love cookies, so yes. Exactly.
Okay.
So, another song that your dad recorded was Captain Santa Claus. How did that song come about, or do you know much about it?
I really don't know too much about it. I know it was on, back then when they had the 45s.
Yes.
It was on the back side. It was the B-side to Jingle Bell Rock.
Yes, I've got the 45 on my desk here, yes.
Yeah, it's really a cool song if you ever listen to it. The beginning is kind of mind-blowing for the 50s. I mean, just to be honest with you, the way it starts out, it's like, wow, they did that.
Yes.
But it's kind of, it's a cool song, and I don't know much about it, because really, Dad never really wanted to play it.
Never wanted to
put it in the show.
I see.
Yeah, I don't know why. I always thought it was kind of a cool song, but we just never did it.
It's quite a different song, for sure, yes, yes.
Oh, no doubt.
Now, another song that's very near and dear to me is Another Christmas Without You. That was on a recent project that you guys released on Bobby.
Yeah, that's one. Is that the one that's on the UMG or the Universal album?
I think it was through radio transcriptions that were never released.
That could have been, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know much about that song, Johnny, because we never played that either, and I don't even know what album that was on. If it's only one of the new ones, I don't have it.
Okay.
But Dad recorded so many Christmas albums over his period. And like I said, the last one he cut was in 1994, the one with me.
Oh, wow.
I got to produce it and play drums on it.
Yes.
With my buddy Jim Albrecht. But that was the last Christmas album, because he passed in 97.
Yes, of course. I mean, yes,
now, there's
yes.
other ones that have been put out, because Universal Records owns the rights to Jingle Bell Rock and had all those Christmas, you know, songs that he cut early.
Yes.
So they have put out some stuff.
Okay. So where would you suggest people go to get his music?
You know, Universal has it, Bear Records have had it, but Universal is the one that has the main masters of that.
Okay. Yes.
And he's got, you know, he's got his own channel that you can listen to. You can stream, because my wife does it. Bless her heart.
Yes.
She streams Bobby Helms, so, you know, I thank her for that.
Exactly. Yes. For sure.
Down, and there would be no toys this Christmas day. When suddenly a cry was heard, up in the sky, is that a bird? And all the children shouted, hip hooray!
Hip hooray!
Hooray for Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol. His sleigh broke down one Christmas Eve as he started from the pole. He said those children's hearts will break if I don't make this trip. But Santa's helpers saved the day when they built a rocket ship. Then with his reindeer space cadets, he took off through the air. And not one chimney did they miss, every stocking got its share. Now children dance with glee around the tree each time they're told the tale of Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol.
Hooray for Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol. His sleigh broke down one Christmas Eve as he started from the pole.
He said those children's hearts will break if I don't make this trip. But Santa's helpers saved the day when they built a rocket ship. Then with his reindeer space cadets, he took off through the air. And not one chimney did they miss, every stocking got its share. Now children dance with glee around the tree each time they're told the tale of Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol.
Now, as we send us into the third and final hour of this morning's program, I would like to pay once again tribute to a dear friend of mine from Ontario here, who's a fiddle champion as well as longtime fiddle legend of our area, none other than Scott Woods, who recorded a version of a song that I believe he may have wrote titled In Search of Christmas Day, which is a very interesting and touching story about how commercial Christmas is in today's world. With that, it can also be found on the Christmas Memories album that he sells at his Christmas programs and concerts. But here is now Scott